This is program number LW2153. Well, you know, inflation has changed things. It has. Now, one can live as cheaply as two used to. Hi, this is Larry West. You know, money has a strange sense of value. To some, frankly, it means just about everything. To others, though, it means nothing. Did you know that money meant almost nothing to the famous and brilliant Albert Einstein? When he first joined Princeton Institute for Advanced Study, the salary he requested was so low, the officials had to double it just to preserve the Institute's standard. How does that grab you? Einstein once used, believe it or not, a $1,500 check from the Rockefeller Foundation as a bookmark. He never cashed it. After a while, he lost the book. The Foundation's records were out of kilter for months. When they finally sent a duplicate check, Einstein wrote back and asked, "What's this for?" Money meant nothing to him. On the other hand, though, there was Calvin Coolidge. He was so tight, they say, he didn't squeak. When Coolidge was a young man, a friend of his tried to borrow $5 from him. Coolidge naturally turned him down. Several years later, the friend was taking a tour of the White House and ran into President Coolidge. Again, he tried to borrow $5. Again, he was turned down. His eyes widened, and the friend exclaimed, "Well, I've got to say one thing for you, Cal. Success hasn't changed you one bit." Yep, to some of us, money doesn't mean a thing. To others, it's almost everything. Money is not the measure of a man, not really, but it's strange. It is often the means of finding out how great or small he is. It has been estimated that Andrew Carnegie's fortune reached as high as $500 million. But Carnegie was one of those fellows, rare as they are, who learned how to give away his money. I mean, he gave away millions. In fact, his giving it away became very taxing, very tiring. He once wrote a friend of his, "You have no idea the strain I have been under." In fact, once when he was in Scotland, he was heard to say, "Millionaires who laugh are rare, very rare indeed." Nope, money is not the measure of a man, not the absolute standard, but it does often show how great or how small he really is. You can't help but to admire the farmer some time ago who was taken to town to visit a shopping center for the first time. Stepping inside that air-conditioned mall and onto nice, soft carpet, he walked from store to store. After about 30 minutes, his host asked him what he thought about it. The farmer said, "It's amazing." He said, "I don't know when I've seen so many things I could do without." You can't help but to admire that kind of a guy. You know, there's nothing wrong with owning things. The trouble comes when things begin to own you. Maybe I could put it another way. It's never what you have that makes you happy. It's what you are. The happiest man in the world, the richest one too, didn't even have a pillow on which to lay his head. The Bible says his name is Jesus. The Bible doesn't say that money is the root of all evil. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. Once upon a time, there was an armored car caught in congested traffic. It just so happened that the armored car pulled up right behind the hearse on its way to the cemetery. One bystander said to another who happened to be there on the scene, he said, "Look, there's someone who's trying to take it with him." Oh, yeah? You know, try as we might, we can't take it with us. One thing is for sure, everyone in the graveyard owns just 6 feet of dirt. That's all. Today, Aristotle Onassis himself is no richer than all the little orphaned Annies throughout the third world countries. A fellow named Elbert Hubbard once said, "One great unselfish person in every community could actually redeem the world." I think he's just about right. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I don't know what money actually means to you, but just remember this. The love of it is at the very root of all evil. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.